Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Eruvin. Just like people are limited where they can go on Shabbos by the Tchum Shabbos, so too property is limited to the Tchum Shabbos of its owner. This can lead to an interesting situation, as described in Mishnah Vav. Hayu Shnayim, there were two people who are both stuck outside the Tchum. Either because, like in the previous Mishnah, according to the Chachamim, they didn't declare a Shvisa, and therefore they only get four Amos. Or they walked out of the Tchum, and therefore they're now stuck and only get four Amos. Or they were brought out of the Tchum against their will, and are now stuck and only have four Amos. But regardless, however this happened, we now have two people who are stuck outside the Tchum, and each of them is, of course, permitted four Amos in every direction. A circular zone around them with a four amma radius. Now, the Mishnah says, "Miktsas amosav shel zeh besoch amosav shel zeh." If the case here is that they're near each other to the degree that there is some overlap between their permitted zones, right? Some of the permitted amos of one guy, Reuven, let's call him. Overlaps with the permitted amos of Shimon. So if their permitted zones overlap, then mivian va'ochlin ba'emtza, then they can bring their food into the overlap area, right, into the middle, kind of between them, which is, even though the Rosh Hashanah, it's less than four amos, so that's not a carrying problem. And then they can eat together. And they can even share food because they're in the center zone. Ubilvad shelo yotzi zemitoch shelo litoch shechavero, provided that they are very careful that their stuff doesn't end up in the other guy's zone, because each of them has to make sure that their things remain in their circle only. As long as they're in the overlap zone, they can share completely, but they have to make sure nothing leaves the overlap zone. Hayu shelosha. If there are three people and they're lined up in a row, and the middle one is basically swallowed between them, such that, so we're talking about, we have Reuven, who has four amos, and then there's Levi on the other end, who has four amos, and those circles basically touch or almost touch, but they don't overlap. And then smack in the middle is Shimon. And so that means that Shimon's four amos in each direction overlap on the one side with Reuven and on the other side with Levi. But Reuven and Levi don't overlap with each other at all. Right? So, Hayu Shlosha ve'amtza'i muvla b'neihem. So then, Hu mutar imahen ve'hein mutar imimo. Reuven and Shimon can meet together in the middle and share and eat together. And also, Shimon and Levi can meet in their shared space and share food and eat together. But ushnei machitzonim asurim zemzeh. But Reuven and Levi can't share at all because their zones don't overlap. And so when Reuven is eating with Shimon, Reuven has to make sure, as we said previously, that his stuff doesn't end up in the other half of Shimon's zone, which would be where Levi is permitted to be, and the inverse as well. Levi has to make sure that he shares with Shimon, but that stuff stays only on his side. It's Shimon really who has to be most careful, because he can share with them individually, but he can't allow any, so to speak, cross-contamination, where stuff from Reuven is going to end up with Levi. That would be a problem, and they have to be very careful not to do that. Now, Rabbi Shimon says, I'm Rabbi Shimon. Lama davar dome, you know, there's another halacha that is very similar to this. What is this other halacha that is very similar to this? It also has to do with Eruv, but not Eruv Tchumin, which is about the Tchum, how far you can walk, but Eruv Chatzeros, where you're allowed to carry and where you're not allowed to carry. So what's the case that Rabbi Shimon is comparing to this case? L'shalosh chatzeros, ha-pesuchos zolazo u-pesuchos rishus rabim. We have three courtyards that are side by side by side, right? Courtyard A, then courtyard B, then courtyard C. Each of the three courtyards opens directly into rishus rabim. And also, there is an opening between A and B, and an opening between B and C. But each of the courtyards is fully independent because they exit out to the road. So, Erevu Shteyamim HaEmtzayis, if courtyard A and courtyard B make a joint Eruv, and courtyard B and courtyard C make a joint Eruv, but they do not make an Eruv with the three of them, then he mutaras imahen, vehein mutaras ima. B and A can share, and B and C can share, right? You're allowed to carry back and forth between A and B. Stuff and share food and bring things back and forth, no problem. You're allowed to carry stuff back and forth between A and B. You are also allowed to carry stuff back and forth between B and C. However, hachitzonos asuros loimzo. A and C are not permitted to carry one to the other. Now, they're not adjoining, so that's not really a problem directly, but they can't carry even indirectly through B. So that means that things that started out in courtyard A cannot end up in courtyard C by way of passing through B. And so they have to be very careful that when things are carried back and forth, they kind of keep track of what belongs in what chatzer. Because anything that belongs in chatzer B can be carried into A. But if it doesn't belong in chatzer B, it belongs in chatzer C, it's just in chatzer B because it has permission to be there, because of that Eruv, then the people in A have to not make sure they don't take it. Of course, as we said before, if they had made a joint ABC Eruv, everything would be permitted, but that's not what they did. Now, it's Rabbi Shimon says these cases are similar. The Chacham actually disagree with Rabbi Shimon. They say these cases are not similar. And in the case of the three chatzeros, it is forbidden for any of the chatzeros to carry back and forth between them unless all three were ma'ariv together. Unless there is an ABC Eruv, you cannot carry between A and B, nor between B and A. You cannot carry between B and C, nor between C and B, even if they made an Eruv between the two. Why is that? Simply because of the confusion that we just talked about. It's so simple for something to end up in the wrong chatzer, something from A to end up in B, and then somebody think it belongs to B and bring it off to C. So how is that different? Why is that different than the case that we started with of Tchum Shabbos, where you have people where Reuven is allowed to eat with Shimon and Shimon is allowed to eat with Levi, even though Reuven and Levi can't eat with each other? The difference is that when we're talking about Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, we're talking about three people in a relatively small amount of space with relatively small, few things. When we started to talk about courtyards, we're talking about many people, multiple homes, multiple families, lots of stuff, and things going back and forth, and it's very, very easy to lose track. And therefore, the Chumar goes there that you can't do it. As opposed to with the three people outside the Tchum, there's no need to be gozer. Rabbi Shimon says, no, there's no need to be gozer here either, because the cases are basically the same. And therefore, just like we don't make a gezerah for Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, we also don't make a gezerah for courtyard A, courtyard B, and courtyard C.